Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Bishop Joshua Mandapali. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join Bishop Joshua Mandapali as he begins his message.
Praise the Lord. God is good all the times. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Hallelujah.
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 I'm so excited to be here this evening with all of you. I thank God for giving me this opportunity, first of all. And I also thank your pastor and my brother, Fee, for inviting me to deliver the Word of God. Thank you, Pastor. And also I thank every one of you for having me this evening.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I am not here by an accident. Do you believe that? I was scheduled to preach tonight in Tennessee, Alcoa. But it is not God's will for me to go there. So I strongly believe God wanted me in this place for a reason. Without purpose, God will not send his servants to any place. He wants to accomplish his purposes.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Before I start preaching, I'd like to pray. Father, I thank thee and praise thee this opportunity to deliver thy word. Thank thee, Lord, for sending me to your saints this evening. I commit myself unto thee. Hide me behind thy cross, and thou only speak to your people, Lord. And let your will be done. Save America, Lord. Save India, Lord. Save every nation. Because you died for all the people in the world. You do not want anyone to be perished, but be saved. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful agape love. In the name of Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 So briefly, I want to give my testimony and what we are doing in India.
Yes, amen.
After that, I'll go for preaching. I got saved in 1977 in Dr. Billy Graham Crusade. You know Dr. Billy Graham?
Yes.
Yeah, when he came to India in 1977 for a big evangelistic crusade in a city called Madras. So on fourth day of his crusade, the Holy Spirit convinced me to go further and receive Jesus Christ and confess my sins. So I thank God. I was obedient for the conviction of the Holy Spirit on that day. So you know what happened? The moment I confessed and invited Jesus Christ into my heart, something has taken place in my heart. That the people who can experience that tremendous change can understand what is happening in their heart. Others cannot understand. That's why Paul says in the book, the gospel has the power to save the people. For foolish people cannot understand. It is foolishness for the people who do not understand. So the moment I received Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit came into my heart. And he gave me boldness. My God. So I went back home happily, traveling 12 hours from the city to my home by train in that night with great joy. So after that, God took me to a Bible college and he trained me for 2.5 years. You know, after getting Bible training, instead of serving God, I went to a company and joined. I knew I had a call of God on my life, but I was disobedient. When I was working, the devil also very smart to shift the people from the call of God. When I was working in that company, I became a leader. Workers, employees elected me as the leader to serve them, to help them, to be the trade union leader. So I thought it was good. And I was really growing in the secular field to become state-level leadership. I was so busy helping the people, solving the problems of the employees and workers, disputes in the labor courts, here and there, negotiating. My God, I forgot about the gospel to preach. That's what devil wanted me, not to remember the call of God and to preach. So on one fine day, as I was walking on the road, God hit me with a terrible pain in my stomach. Literally, I was rolling and crying, Lord, heal me, Lord, heal me, Lord. But God didn't heal me. But I heard a voice, surrender your life, surrender your life. Then I realized, and God also spoke to me, I saved you, I trained you, I called you to serve me, but you are serving the world. You are disobedient to my call. Oh, then I understood, yes, Lord, you saved me, you trained me, you called me. I knew that, but I was disobedient. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Father. Heal me, Lord. Immediately, the moment I asked God to forgive me and surrendered my life, immediately God healed me. My God, God is waiting for the people to submit to his will. When we are obedient to his will, everything will work out on our favor. Oh, my God. See? Hallelujah. So after that, I started praying in a room. I left my job. I resigned my leadership, everything. What happened to me? Encounter with God. Nobody knows. I only knew that experience. So I was praying in a room and going every day, some places, person to person, house to house, preaching the gospel. Like that. 4 years, God tested me. I faced lots of problems and shame. And people thought I became mad for God. Because I left job, I was facing financial problem. The people who used to respect me, the people whom I helped, they treated me like a madman. They could not understand. But I knew what I am doing. So after 4 years, I was really disappointed. This is not for me. Again, Satan disturbed me. Oh, I cannot serve God. What is this? Even my wife doubted me. God did not call me for the ministry. I asked my wife, if you don't believe me that God called me for the ministry, you ask God. If God tells you, believe. Don't believe the words of the people or my words, but you have to believe what God says. So she fasted for a few days and asked God, Lord, tell me whether you have called my husband for your ministry or not. So when she finished her fasting, God told her, yes, my beloved, I have called your husband and yourself. I have tested all these years and trained you to know more about me. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to use you mightily. When God spoke to her like that, she came to me and told me, "My dear husband, I believe God now." Yes. God told me, "Come on, let's go and serve more and more. No fear. Whatever is happening, let us not be worried, but let us serve God." So, you know what happened? The next day, God opened wonderful doors. Reinhard Bonnke people came to me. You know Reinhard Bonnke? So his team came to my city and they approached me also to help them as one of the coordinators. There are many coordinators, but one of the main coordinators, they asked me. I was looking for the opportunities. So I jumped into the field and I worked for 6 months for his crusade. And God really trained me. 700,000 people attended in that crusade. Many thousands of people God saved. Many healings. Oh my God. The whole city surprised. So after that, he left my city and God gave me that vision. Move in the gospel ministry. Move in the crusade ministry. My God. I started the ministry full time in 1995 in September. First crusade I had in 1995 September. And God saved in my first crusade to my remembrance more than 200 people in the first crusade. And after that, so many crusades. God helped me to conduct, to reach the people. And till now, there is no break at all. See, when we are obedient to God's will, God can use any person. Doesn't matter whether we are educated or not. So it is God who saves the people, not we. Gospel has the power to save the people. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So now, what we are doing in India, we are training people, pastors and leaders and youth for short time and releasing them. I like these words, save, disciple, and send out.
Yes, right. Yes.
Three things. We go out, win the souls, train them, and send them out. So like that, so far, we have trained 700 people. And we released them to plant house churches, house groups in the houses. So like that, throughout India, so far we have, through our students, more than 7,000 house churches. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
So I will show you one day how we are conducting crusades, how people are getting saved, how people are getting healed. I will show you one day. Maybe I will send to your pastor DVD and videos.
Yes, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So now we are trying to buy a property and build a training center. So you please pray for that.
Yes.
So that God may give us provision to accomplish that purpose project. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good all the times. God of America and God of India is the same. He is not the partial God. He is not the respecter of the people. He respects Americans. He respects Indians. He respects Chinese. He respects Africans. God has no color. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Glory be to God. So you need to pray for India. India is one of the largest populated country. You know that. After China, we are the largest populated country. So we have 1.3 billion people. You know, Christians, according to the government statistics, only 2%. Very little. 90% Hindus. And 8% Muslims, 2% Christians, according to the government statistics. But to my knowledge, Christians are more than 10% because so many secret Christians are there. So they are not known to the government. So, but they believe in Jesus because we knew the people, ministers, pastors, evangelists. We are going many, many places in India, reaching the people and bringing them to the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of Christ. So we are more than 10%. Hallelujah. So we have a great task to reach 90% people who doesn't know the true God. So we have burden. So we have burden and God called us to reach the people. See, we are not afraid. We are not afraid of whatever situation. You know, in India, terrible situations. Terrible, terrible. There are states in India where government laws are in active. That means we should not preach, should not convert anybody else. Government passed anti-Christian laws. But whom should we obey? Should we obey government or should we obey the Almighty God?
That's right. That's
right. See, we have a commission from God. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Whoever believes, baptize them. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, or Jesus Christ. We believe in the name of Jesus Christ. So, lo, I am with you. Lo, I am with you always.
Yes.
So we are not afraid. Whatever the anti-Christian laws are, you know, the Hindus frequently come against Christians not to preach the gospel. They killed many pastors. They burnt many churches. They create a lot of problems because the devil is afraid of the Christians, afraid of the pastors and evangelists. He knew, Satan knew, if we preach the gospel, if the people hear, they will be saved. Because it has the power. The gospel means all about Jesus Christ, the Word. The Word is God. So when the people hear, it transforms them. It changes them. It heals them. It breaks the bondages. And it brings them from darkness to light. So that's why Satan or Hindus, anti-Christians, doesn't want the Christians or the pastors to preach the gospel. But we have commission from God. We have authority from God. See, the Word of God says, all the power is given unto you over the enemy. Over the enemy. So nothing shall harm us. What shall we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. What shall we lose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we thank God we are reaching Hindus. We are reaching Muslims. Where there is will, there is always a way. If we have the mind of Christ, if we have the desire to preach the gospel and to win the souls, God will make the way.
That's right.
See, yesterday we went to Mexico border city. What is that city, border or city?
Tijuana.
So my passion is always to preach the gospel. You know, we got into the taxi. So I asked the taxi driver, hey man, are you a Christian? Do you believe in Jesus? I go to Catholic church. He said, oh my God, you missing the truth, man. No, you have to believe in Jesus Christ. You need to be baptized. In the name of Jesus, you must know the true God, your Savior and Lord. Mary is not your Savior. So I told him, and he said, oh, see, they're breaking the second commandment. We should not bow down to any idol image, any graven image. But those people bow down and worship all the saints and Mary and even the statue of Jesus Christ. They're breaking. So when I explain, oh, yes. I asked him, do you read the Bible? No, sir, I don't have time. That is the problem. Most of the people don't read the Bible. They don't know what the Word of God says. And he said, yes, sir, I will go to a Christian church. And when we coming back, we also took another taxi. I also asked the driver, hey, man, are you a Christian? No, I don't believe anything. Oh, my God, you are in a great danger, man. You need to be saved. Yeah. See, if you die today, what will happen to you? Yeah, you need heaven. Yes, yes, sir. I need heaven. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but how can they will go unless they knew the truth and find the true way? So I asked my brother Felipe. He was with me. Man, you please explain in Spanish. So he explained and we prayed. So, and also, where there is mind, where there is will, there is always a way. God opens. Whenever I travel in Philippines, in the world, in the nations, my passion is to preach the gospel. So people are open. People are willing to know the truth. People are willing to accept Jesus Christ. If we are available to them, my God, I tell you, God is ready to save the people. My hand is not shortened to save the people. He is ready to save the people all the times. If we are available to reach the people. See, you know, in this particular time of coronavirus, many people are threatening me. Many people, why are you here? The situation is not good. Oh, you better go back. My own friends are telling me, no, God brought me in this situation. I will be here. I will not go back. If I die, I will die for Christ. If I live, I will live for Christ. So, the life is in His hands. So, we should not fear. I shall not fear because God has not given us the spirit of timidness, but He has given us the spirit of boldness. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are here for a reason. I'm here for a reason, my brothers and sisters, to encourage you. The world is waiting for us. The world is waiting for us. You know, my problem is with the Christian churches, wherever I preach in India and other nations, out of 100 people, suppose 100 people are coming to this church, you know, 90% people, or even I can say 95% people, they just come here, learn, and go out, and again come back. They never do the will of God. They never give it out what they receive. See, the pastors give so much of stuff from many speakers, and they invest a lot of knowledge into the lives of the people, but they don't give it out. That is the problem. That's why the people are not able to receive. Only pastors, evangelists are striving, working hard to preach the gospel and to win the souls. How many people we can reach? No, pastor has so many jobs. He has to take care of his family. He has to take care marriages and birthdays, death days, and house inauguration. Many functions the pastors has to attend. So where is the time for the pastors and evangelists to reach out to people? It is the believers. It is the people of God who are supposed to reach out the lost souls. That's right. That is the reason pastors are equipping the saints in the church. Amen. If 100 people, at least 50 people in the church try to reach out the perishing souls, why not? People will be saved. Why not? The churches will be filled. I used to ask the people in the churches, okay, how old are you in your Christian born-again experience? Oh, sir, 30 years back, I got saved. 40 years back, I got saved. 10 years back, I got saved. Very good. Praise the Lord. Thank God. But have you brought even one soul? One soul to the church? One soul to Christ after you are born again? No, sir, I don't have time. They're very busy with their jobs, with their selfish motives to be accomplished. They don't have time. Then I ask them, why do you come to church? To worship the Lord? They say, fine. No, you are coming to learn and go out to give it out, to preach the gospel. Church is nothing but like a school, college, and university. Why the students come to college? To learn, go out, and serve the communities. So it's the same thing with the church of God, with the people of Christ. When we come here learning, we must reach out the world. Amen. That's what Jesus Christ said. The harvest is ready. The harvest is plenty. It is already white to reap the harvest. If we don't reap the harvest, who will reap the harvest, you know? Satan. Satan is reaping the harvest to destruction, to destroy the people. So if we go and reap the harvest, we will save the people by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we are giving literally the chance for the Satan to destroy the people. That's why in 2 Chronicles 14th chapter 7th verse, or 14th chapter 7th verse says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray unto me, I will heal their land. I will save their nation. So we, God is not asking other people to humble and obey His will. God is asking His own people who are saved, who are called by His name. You are Lazarus, you are John, you are Mark, you are Matthew. God is asking us, not Gentiles. So if we obey God's will, my God, with no time America can be saved. You know, many people in other nations, they think America is a Christian nation. Do you think America is a Christian nation? No, I don't think so. No. Many, many thousands, thousands, thousands of people are not Christians. Only it is known as a Christian nation. No, but you don't have real liberty. See, when the government said, no church service, no prayers, close everything, only 10 people, 20 people gather. We should not close the churches, open the churches to close coronavirus. We come here, open the church for the people to come here and pray and bind the coronavirus outside. We should keep it open. My God. Okay, now I would like to come to the real message now. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Okay. From the beginning of the Bible, God was telling in the Bible so many times, hundreds, hundreds of times, fear not. Fear not. Whom should we believe? Should we believe God? Or should we believe the government? Or the people? Or the media? Whom should we believe? If anything that is believable is the word of God. That's right. Nothing else. Because God will not tell lie. Right. He tells what He means. Fear not. Lo, I am with you. Right. Whatever the situation may be. That's why in the book of Philippians 4th chapter 4 to 7th verse says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, rejoice in the Lord. Yes. See, when something is repeated twice, there is significance. There is importance. Right. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. Amen. And the following verse says, do not be worried for anything. My God. Whatever the virus, whether it is deadly virus, or famine, or earthquake, or financial crisis, anything. Those things will happen. But the promise of God is with us. Do not be worried for anything. Anything. I like that word. But make known your applications and supplications unto the Lord. Then what will happen? What will happen? The peace of God, yes. Peace of God will descend through Christ into our heart, to guard our heart and mind. Oh my God. When the heart and mind is disturbed, people drink, people suicide, people try to die. People want to do this and that when they are troubled, when they don't have peace. But the secret is, instead of worrying for coronavirus, if we pray and spend time in the presence of God, we will have peace, which passeth all understanding. My God. See, that is the secret. Why should we worry about coronavirus? Why should we worry about poverty and earthquakes and battles? Oh, take it light. Don't give importance. I do not give importance. Whatever is happening, whatever the government says in India, don't preach, don't convey. I don't care. Who are you to tell me? You devil, get out. I obey my God. I obey my God. I believe my God. I believe my God. Because my God is truth. My God is the way. My God is life. My God is resurrection. No man will come to Father but by me. Hallelujah. So I have to believe my God. I have to believe the word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Should not fear. See, the worst enemy to the mankind is fear. The worst enemy. The people who has fear, they are not believing God. That's why they are getting fear. If they believe God, they will not fear. Because the one who is in the world, the one who is in my heart, is stronger than the one who is in the world. Greater. Because Christ in me. So why should I fear? Hebrews 13th chapter 50 verse says, I shall not fear what a man can do unto me. What a man. I am a crusader in India. I conduct lots of crusades. I go to the places where the gospel is not being preached. Do you think the Satan will allow me to preach the gospel and to take his people into the kingdom of God from his kingdom? No! He will not allow. Because Satan is the prince of this world. He is the ruler of this world. The kingdom of God is taken by the
force.
By force through violence. By force, Satan has taken the kingdom of God. But now it is our time to take it back.
Right.
To take it back from the clutches of Satan.
Right.
The people. That's why we have to lose the people from the bondages of Satan into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I tell my government, I tell anti-Christians in India, you cannot do anything to me. You cannot stop me by preaching, to preach the gospel. No one, no man is able to stand before me all the days of my life. It is the promise of God to Joshua. If we stand for the sake of the gospel, no man is able to stand before me all the days. We have to believe the word of God. Don't believe the lies of Satan. Satan is a liar. He comes to steal and to destroy. But I thank God, Christ came to give life. Life in abundance. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. So now, let us turn to the book of 91, Psalm. Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody is meditating nowadays, Psalm 91, because of coronavirus. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Glory be to God. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Hallelujah. He is our refuge. And my fortress. We have a big fortress in India. It's called Red Fort in New Delhi in India, built by the Muslim rulers. It is a big fort with a strong and tall walls around the city, a small city. Red Fort. Very difficult to enter into that fort if any enemy wants to attack. Lot of gates, iron gates. My God, amazing. Not easy. So our God is more than fortress, more than fort. No enemy can attack God. Is anyone able to fight against God? No, no one. So when God is our refuge and fort, who can attack us? Any pestilence, any enemy, any nuclear bomb? Nothing. So why should we fear to coronavirus? Take it light. Even it tries to come to us, it will be destroyed. Because we have the DNA of Jesus Christ. We are covered by the power of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
No sickness. No sickness. No poverty. Nothing. No enemy is dead enough to attack us. Because Christ lives in us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
When he sees Christ in us, he will flee away.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why Paul says, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, believing in Christ is power. Faith has power. My God. I thank God. We are under the wings of the Almighty. We need not to fear whatever is happening. Anyway, we will die one day. Unless God allows us to die, nobody can kill us. No sickness can kill us.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
I tell you, in my life, two years back, Brother Philippe Rolas and myself did ministry in many countries. So 2 years back, he came to India. A city called Bobili in India. So I set up the crusade. Everything was ready to preach the gospel. You know what happened? The rain started from the morning. And we were praying in the hotel room. And surprisingly, the missionary team, which came to me, I booked a hotel. But when we went to that hotel, the hotel management said, oh, sorry, sir, we cannot give to white people. We cannot give room to the missionaries. No, we are sorry. Oh, my God. So I found somewhere else a small shelter. And the local pastors, Christians, are afraid to have us to preach the gospel. Climate is not good. Hindus are threatening us, no proper accommodation, no cooperation. We were praying. By evening, what happened, you know? God is so good all the times. So by evening, God stopped the rain. Good climate. And we went to the ground. People started coming. So we started singing songs with music, this and that, our team, people came. So I took the mic and ready to preach the gospel. You know what happened? Again rain started coming. And the people who came to the ground, they're ready to leave the ground. I told them, hey guys, my brothers and sisters, you are here for a reason. God brought you to receive your miracle. God brought us to preach his word for you to be saved. Don't go. Just stand up. We are going to pray and worship the Lord. God is going to stop the rain. So we prayed and binded the rain. Father, have mercy upon us. Grant us thy favor. You are the Almighty God. You can stop the rain. Please, Lord, save these people. Let them have an opportunity to hear the gospel. And I binded the rain in the name of Lord Jesus of Nazareth. You know, God is good. Immediately, God stopped the rain. Immediately. People witnessed it. People have seen. I have experienced that situation many, many places. In Kenya, in India, and many other states in India. So, I preached 1 hour. After that, I asked another missionary to preach. You know, the people who came to hear the gospel, hundreds of people accepted Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. So they have seen the miracle. God stopped the rain because God loves the people.
Yes.
And they told us not to preach the gospel but go away. But we did not go because God sent us there to preach the gospel.
Yes.
So if we were afraid, we had to go back. But we stayed rather, whatever happens, let it happen. Anyway, we will die. If God allows, we will die in the ministry. What a blessing. So, we did not afraid. We did not run away from that ground. People were surprised. So, pastors, oh, pastor, you are so bold enough. Yeah, the Christ lives in me. That's why I am bold enough. I am not a timid man. So, Christ lives in me, not I. So, if you really believe Christ lives in you, you will never be fearful. You will never afraid for any situation. My God. See, I am living in a nation, Hindu nation, where there is no freedom to preach the gospel. But you have freedom here to preach the gospel, reach out to anyone, and you have the resources. We don't have resources. We don't have liberty. And we don't have cooperation. But we still try to reach out the people. And God is saving the people. God is using us. God is healing us. Healing the people. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, let the people see the power of God. Let the people experience the love of God. Let the people receive the healing of Christ. We should be available to the people.
Yes.
In America itself, there is a lot of harvest. Lot of harvest. At your workplace, neighborhood, wherever you travel, wherever you live, people are there.
Right.
Without salvation, if you have the zeal, if you have the mind of Christ. I will ask you one question. Do you believe, do you love the Lord?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Very... Really love the Lord?
Yeah.
No. If you truly love the Lord, the second important commandment says, we also have to love one another, our neighbors.
Yeah.
Our neighbors. Who is lost? See, the love of God always compels you to reach out the lost souls.
That's right.
That's what Paul says, the love of Christ compelleth me to reach the people, to preach the gospel. If you truly love God, you will not be silent. You will not come to church alone. Yes. If you truly love God, you will try to bring somebody else every time to hear the gospel, to hear the word of God. But unfortunately, many Christians, they come alone and alone again and again to the church. They are not bothered about the people. You know, before I started a church, I never went to church alone. Never went to church alone before I became a pastor. Because I knew the word of God will save the people if they hear. You know, one day what happened, you know? I was standing near the police station, waiting for the people on Sunday. I did not have anyone to take with me to the church. So I was standing at the corner of the road near police station in my town. And one of my friends came to me. Sir, what happened? You are standing at the police station. I'm just waiting for you, man. No, nothing happened, but I'm waiting for you. No, I'm waiting actually for somebody else to take with me to the church. So I asked him, I want you to come to church along with me and hear the word of God. Oh, yes, sir, I can come. See, he was willing. He came and I took him to the church and he heard the word of God. The church is over and we dispersed. So after some time, I don't know, maybe after a few months, so I was in a restaurant. The same person came to the restaurant and greeted me. Sir, praise the Lord. He was a Hindu and he was telling, praise the Lord, a Christian greetings. Sir, one day you took me to the church and I heard the word of God. That word of God saved me. That same night God spoke to me and I became a Christian. I changed. Thank you, sir, for taking me to the church, he said. Hallelujah. So like that, so many incidences I can tell. See, if we take the people to the church to hear the word of God has the power to penetrate into the hearts of the people.
Yeah.
It can break any stony heart.
That's right.
It can do whatever he can do. My God. So if you truly love God, you have to bring people to the church of God.
Amen.
Yes, on every Sunday or wherever the meeting goes on. Give them an opportunity to hear the word of God. Yes. Remember, you cannot save. I cannot save. I cannot heal. You cannot heal. It is God. See? We have to do our part and the rest, God will do his part. Like that, thousands of people God saved in India in our ministries. You know, I can say even 500,000 or even more people got saved in our ministries through crusades and personal evangelism, training, revivals, this and that. See, the harvest is ready.
Yes.
My God, we have to reach out to the people. If you truly love God, you cannot be silent.
Right.
You cannot be silent. No, you know, the love is not silent. Love has power. You know, love wants to give something always. Love wants to share something always. If you have the love of God. See, because God loved us and he did not sit silently in heaven. He came down. Love sacrifices. Love is not selfish. So he came down because he loved us and he sacrificed his love, his life for us. So if you truly love God, we will sacrifice our time, we will sacrifice our finances, we will sacrifice anything for the people to be saved because we love that person. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Love has power. Love has power. Love moves in action. If you say that you love God, you have to move in action. Love moves in action. Yes. Love is not dead. Love is not silent. That's why I travel to the nations. Because I love God and I love the people. When we love God, the same love drives us to reach the people. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I'm not afraid of any situation. No. No way. Why should we be afraid? What a man can do to me? Nothing. No. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So, Luke chapter 10th, 19th verse, please. Luke chapter 10 and 19. Turn 19, please. Luke, the book of Luke. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. See, note this point. Over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Ah. We have to believe the promise of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful promises God has given to us. See, we have the real power against all the power of the enemy. In India, majority of the people are Hindus. Even the government, in the constitution, there is religious freedom to all the people, Christians, Muslims, and Hindus. But in reality, no liberty, no freedom. The government supports only Hindus, not Christians. If I want to become a Christian, I will not get any benefit. No benefits at all. I have decided to become Christian and my children in the certificates. We are Indian Christians. That means Christians are higher community in the sight of government. So they don't give any benefits to Christians. We have decided, okay, what government can give? My God can give abundantly more than what I ask. So why should I fear to the government and deny myself not a Christian? I confess I am a Christian. Those who do not confess in India as Christians, and they get benefits from the government. If they say they are Hindus, they will get all the benefits. If we say Christians, we will not get any benefit. No problem. My God is more than enough. More than what I ask, my God can give me. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. See, God has given us power, authority over the enemy. Over the enemy. So, we thank God. We have real authority to face any situation. That's why he said, whatsoever we bind shall be bound. Whatsoever we lose shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Nothing shall harm us. Nothing can harm us.
That's right.
Unless he allows anything to happen, nothing shall harm us. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. And also in Isaiah 54, 17 verse says, whatever the weapon is formed against us shall not prosper. Shall not prosper. Oh, what a beautiful promises. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. And Romans 8, 31 says, we are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. That's what Jesus Christ said. I conquered the world. You also will conquer the world. Yes. We will conquer the world. That's why he said, we are the light of this world. When the light shines, the darkness departs. Isn't it? Because we are not shining, the darkness is still prevailing. Yeah. We have to shine. See, why God saved us? According to 1 Peter 2nd chapter 9th verse. Why God saved us? To proclaim his good characteristics. That's why he made us priests and kings. Royal generation. Royal people. My God. To proclaim his good characteristics. In India, I really challenge my people, pastors and Christians. You people, who are called by his name as Christians. We are called to proclaim the good characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ. No one has the godly qualities in any other God. Only Jesus Christ. No one has godly characteristics except Jesus Christ. We have 33 million gods in India, you know? 33 million gods in India. But no one has godly characteristics. No one is holy. No one is all-powerful. No one has authority to forgive the sins of the people. Nobody died for the sins of the people. And nobody rose again after they died. Jesus. See? Only Jesus, the tomb of Jesus is empty. All the gods who died and who claimed that they are gods and died never rose again. Their tombs are still there. Right. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. See, only Jesus Christ said, I have the authority to forgive the sins of the people. Anybody said on this earth? No. No. Even if they say, they cannot prove. They did not die for the sins of the people. Only Jesus died and shed his precious blood. That's why he can forgive the sins of the people and he has authority. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory be to God. So, we are more than conquerors. Nothing shall harm us. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory be to God. See, God allows any situation for a reason. See, God allowed this coronavirus to bring the people to God. See, this is the time we have to grab it and reach the people. Come, man. Come to the Savior who can save you and protect you and heal you and shield you. Why do you fear coronavirus or what else? No. See, God allowed few years back World Trade Center in America, New York, to be destroyed. Why? To bring the fear among the people to come to God. Because people of America turned back to God. See? They showed their back to God. So God still loves the people. That's why he allows certain things to happen. See, everything is in control. We need not to worry. So we the Christians, believers, saints of Christ, take this opportunity and reach out to the people. Oh, don't worry. Nothing shall harm you. Nothing can kill you. Because if you come to the Savior, if you come to the wing, under the wings of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, your Creator, your Lord, your God, so nothing shall harm you. So we have to tell the people, let the people know we have the Savior. See, during the time of Elisha or Elijah, so the king of Syria sent a letter to the king of Israel to heal the leprosy of Naaman. And the king of Israel, am I a god to heal or to kill somebody else or to raise somebody else? Am I a god? See how the king of Syria is seeking a reason to fight and come against me. So he was afraid. Then Elijah heard that news. So this king of Israel torn his clothes, robes. And this news Elijah heard. O king, why do you tear your clothes? Let him know that there is a prophet in the nation. Prophet of God. Let him come to me. Let him come to me. My God is going to heal him. So, let the people know that there is a Savior. There is Jesus Christ who created the people. Let the people know who can save them, heal them, and protect them, and bless them. Let them know there is God in our midst. Our God can save them. They need not to worry. The governments cannot help them. The government has no solution for any problem. The rich people has no solution. The World Health Organization has no solution. And UNO has no solution for any problem to be solved. But let the people know, let the people know that our God has the solution.
Amen.
For everything. Hallelujah. Oh, we are blessed. Oh, I thank God we are blessed people. Yeah, we are ambassadors of Christ.
Amen.
Are you an ambassador of Christ?
Yes.
If you are an ambassador of Christ, you have to represent the kingdom of God. Tell about the kingdom of God. Tell about the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, that he can help the people.
Yes.
Otherwise, you cannot be called as an ambassador of Christ. See, the ambassador of America in India, he boasts a lot about America. Ah, my country is so rich. My country has so strong military power. Any country we can destroy. He boasts about America because that is his duty as an ambassador in other country. So we are also ambassadors on this earth. Wherever we live, we have to tell about the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Let the people come to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, praise you. That's why he called us ambassadors of Christ. Light of this world. We are the solution, we are the answer for every problem through Christ. Hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My friends, finally, the book of Romans, 12th chapter, 1 and 2 says, may I ask you to stand up, please? May I ask you to stand up, please? Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. We have been receiving so much from many men of God. Like Pastor Fee, he's very intellectual. He really preaches. I heard many of his sermons. And the way he speaks with a lot of wisdom, he really gives a lot of insight into the Word of God. You have been receiving, but that is not enough. That is good, but we have to give it out. We have to give it out what we receive. That's why the book of Romans, 12th chapter, first verse says, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, glory to be God. 12th chapter 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice, not dead bodies. God doesn't want dead people. No, dead person has no life. If we have life, we can do something. So, as a living sacrifice, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are here to know the will of God and to do it. When I understood the will of God in my life and obedient to it, God is using me. God is blessing me. And he made me a great blessing to many people. God helped many people to be saved through me because God used me as an instrument. So, let us dedicate our lives as living sacrifice to accomplish the will of God. The days are evil. The days are evil. Many things, worse things even may happen, but we need not to be afraid. But knowing the will of God, we should know the will of God and proceed and reach out the world. See, we cannot see any assets whatever we have on this earth in heaven. But we are going to see only the people who are God saved through us. If we lead the people, if we help the people to be saved, we will see them. Even if you give a lot of money to the people, we won't see our money there. But the souls, one soul is more valuable than the whole wealth of this world. Yes. My God, every soul is important. Every soul is important. He died for everyone. So let us submit ourselves. Let us examine our hearts. Are we obedient to the will of God? Or are we fearful, afraid of the situations? Why God saved us? God saved us to save others, not to keep ourselves silent. No. If you truly love God, love has power, love moves in action. Oh, let us submit ourselves as living sacrifice. Submit. Let us ask God to forgive our sins, our disobedience, our unwillingness, our disbelief. Let us ask God to forgive us. Jesus. If my people humble themselves, confess their sins, and pray, I'm going to heal their nation. I'm going to bless them, save their nation. Let us do what God wants us to do. The rest God will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make a decision. Take a decision that you will try to reach out the people and bring at least one soul in a month, one person in a month to the church. If you try, God will give you more than what you ask. If you try, have the mind of Christ. Have the mind of Christ. You are receiving so much to help others, not to just to keep and enjoy yourself. No. If you truly love God, you have to love your neighbor who is not saved. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank and praise thee this evening.
Yes, Lord.
Thank thee, Lord, for your presence in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for the word. You allowed this coronavirus for a reason, to give us an opportunity to reach out the world, to reach out the people, to tell about you who can save the people, who can heal the people, who can protect the people, who can bless the people, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, nothing shall harm us, Lord. Nothing can overtake us because you are our shield and protection. You are our Savior. You are our Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Oh, you're our creator. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father God, use us, Lord. Use us to reach the people, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Give us the heart of mind of Christ, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, save America, Lord. Save America, Lord. Save China, Lord. Save India, Lord. Save all the nations, Lord. Let no one perish, Lord. You do not want anyone to be perished because you gave your life for all the people to be saved, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father God, I ask my brother Fee and his family to bless him abundantly and all the church members abundantly more than what they ask, Lord.
Yes.
Strengthen them in all areas, Lord. Equip them more and more with the word, with the power, with the anointing to break the yokes of Satan over the people outside.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you. Father God, expand the boundaries of this congregation, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ask of me, I will give you nations unto you as an inheritance. Yes, Lord, we ask America to give us, Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Right now, we bind and destroy this coronavirus in the mighty name of Lord Jesus of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We knock down, we destroy the kingdom of darkness in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God,
yes.
Oh Lord, help the people to have the knowledge of Christ, Lord. Help the people to come to the knowledge of Savior. saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We commit our lives unto the Father as living sacrifice. Use us, Father. Use us, Lord. Bless us continuously. I pray all these things in the name of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.